This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Friday, April 23rd, 2021. I am Dave Biddle, flying solo on today's show. Jonah Booker is on assignment. Actually, J-Book just has some stuff going on. He will be back next Friday. Let's start the show. Let's take a look at the five biggest concerns for the Buckeyes in 2021. And after you hear my list, you're going to realize why the 2021 Buckeyes are so stacked, because there's really not that many legitimate concerns. But at the top of the list, I think, is the cornerback position. The corners, you know, I think in the end, maybe we'll look back and say it was not a concern, but I think that's the number one concern right now. How are the corners play out? Seven Banks, I think he's going to be good as a senior. I really do, as a second-year starter, but he missed spring with a minor injury. You know, he was okay last year. I thought he started slow, finished strong, played well, really well against Clemson. That was his best game, really finished the season strong. No one really played well against Alabama on the defensive side of the ball. But I am bullish on Seven Banks as a senior, as a second-year starter. And then we'll see what happens opposite him. Obviously, if Cam Brown is healthy, it's going to be Cam Brown. But he's coming off that torn Achilles that he suffered against Penn State early in last season. And early last season means late October. Usually early in the season means early September. But last year it was the last week of October when Cam Brown suffered that Achilles. So we'll see how he is. As we all know, that's a really tough injury to come back from. Hopefully he's okay. I won't be surprised if Ryan Watts is that starting corner opposite Seven Banks, just because Ryan Watts looked really good during the spring and all the things the coaches are saying about him. And the fact that, you know, you just don't know about Cam Brown at this point. Hopefully all those guys, you know, are healthy and ready to roll. Then you'll have a nice top three of, you know, Seven Banks and Cam Brown and Ryan Watts. I also think that Cam Martinez is going to be a big part of what they do there as a slot corner. Marcus Williamson coming back is nice as a fifth-year senior as a slot corner. But I think Cam Martinez is going to be a big part of what they do there. And then we'll see from there some of the other young guys. Legend Cavazos, when he's healthy, I think he's going to be a big part of what they do. Can he give Ryan Watts and Cam Brown a run for their money to maybe even get a starting job? We will see with Legend Cavazos. But he's a guy as a second-year player, if healthy, that I think is going to be in the mix. And he didn't play in the spring game, but it was just because it was a minor thing. He was not held out of the spring completely. You just didn't see him in the spring game itself. So Legend Cavazos is a guy that's certainly going to be in the mix. Tyreek Johnson, is the light going to go on for him now as a fourth-year junior? We shall see. He's another guy that will be in the mix. And then you're going to have the true freshman, Denzel Burke, who was here, you know, enrolled early. And, you know, I thought, you know, looked decent during the spring. The practices we saw three practices the media did during spring. And then the little we saw of him in the spring game, I thought he looked solid. And, of course, the two guys that are ranked really high in this 2021 class that did not enroll early at the corner position, Jakalen Johnson and Jordan Hancock. It's going to be fun to see those guys. So, you know, we'll see what happens at corner, but that's definitely a concern right now. All right, number two concern looking at the 2021 Buckeyes, I think it has to be, speaking of the defensive backs, I think it has to be Kerry Combs as defensive coordinator. Obviously, his background as DB coach, and we all love him as a DB coach, as a recruiter. How is he going to be as a defensive coordinator? And last year, let's give him a mulligan for now. But how will he be in year two? He's got to step it up, and I think he will. But, you know, until he proves it, that is certainly a concern. Kerry Combs as defensive coordinator, but I think having Paul Rhodes around is going to help exponentially. That's huge, having a guy with that much experience as a Power 5 defensive coordinator and a Power 5 head coach. I mean, he was a decent head coach at Iowa State, so I think having Paul Rhodes around will help. And so we'll see. But until proven otherwise, Kerry Combs as defensive coordinator is a concern. All right, number three, we're going to roll through these here. Lack of a bell cow running back. Is that a concern? Again, you got to almost like stretch to find concerns with this team. I think the running backs are going to be great this year. You guys know how I feel about that. But is there a true bell cow? Feels like the best teams all have a true bell cow running back that you can just rely on. I mean, look at the best teams that we've seen at Ohio State. You know, you have a Carlos Hyde there in 2013, even though that year did not end like anybody wanted it to. Carlos Hyde was the bell cow on that team. 2014, I believe they had a bell cow named Ezekiel Elliott, worked out really well. We can go on and on and on. You know, J.K. Dobbins in 2019, Trey Sermon, the way he was running last year till he got hurt in the Alabama game. I think they need one guy to emerge as like, you know, this is the stud. And yeah, we have a great stable and we have great depth, but we need this one guy. Who's that going to be? Who's that going to be? Is that a massive concern? No. Again, because this team is going to be really, really good. And I'll get to expectations for this team in a moment. But lack of a bell cow running back, number three concern. Again, we're stretching here for reaching for concerns. Number four, unproven linebackers. Unproven linebackers. But again, I think, you know, again, I look at this linebacking core. I look at Taraja Mitchell's going to be a starter. Middle linebacker is either going to be Dallas Gant or Cody Simon. So right there, I'm like, I'm good with that. I think that's going to be good. And then the hybrid's going to be Craig Young with some Ronnie Hickman. I like that. So you can see this is not a huge concern. But again, you're talking about all new starters. So it's not like you can just assume it's going to be a strength. I tend to think it will be by the end of the year. But, you know, these guys still need to prove it. They need to prove it. And I said by the end of the year, it could be a strength. Are they going to be a strength right away? This schedule is tough. I mean, relatively speaking, it's tough. You start off at Minnesota, which is a good team, and then Oregon here at home. I mean, that's that is not a joke of a schedule to begin this season at all. Minnesota is going to be good, and you're playing them at their house, and then Oregon's going to be good. And that's the marquee non-conference game this year, which is exciting. So we'll see about that. Unproven linebackers. Again, guys, I think they're going to be more than fine. More than fine. But that is my number four concern for this team. Number five, first-year starting quarterback, replacing Justin Fields. But it's going to be C.J. Stroud, and I think he's going to tear it up. I'm not saying there's not going to be growing pains with C.J. Stroud if he's the guy, but I do think overall he's going to have not a good year, but a great year. I really do. I mean, he's going to be a sophomore. It's not like he's a true freshman. He's going to have a great year, in my opinion, and we'll see. But again, I don't think it's going to be like he's just going to just sail through the season with no growing pains. But I think overall, C.J. Stroud's going to have a great season. All right, so those are my five concerns. You can see how really concerned I am. All right, let's get into expectations for this team. Obviously, the expectations are win the Big Ten and get to the college football playoff and at least compete for the national championship and hopefully win the national championship. All right, final thing here, programming note. We are going to meet with Ryan Day, Kerry Combs, and Kevin Wilson today at 11:30 a.m. on Zoom. And I'm really excited about that. Head coach Ryan Day, defensive coordinator Kerry Combs, offensive coordinator Kevin Wilson coming at you today, 11:30 a.m. We will have stories, videos, everything else on Bucknuts with Coach Day, Coach Combs, and Coach Wilson. So keep it locked to Bucknuts for that. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into the show. I appreciate it very much. I hope all of you have a great day and a great weekend. Let's show that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.